Leg out.
We welcome you back here on the Scarlet Hawks Broadcasting Network as we are coming to you live from Stewart Field at the campus of the Illinois Institute of Technology as tonight the Scarlet Hawks in women's lacrosse fashion will take on the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan. Good evening once again, everybody. I'm Ryan Fay. Alongside me, Paul Campbell is with you here for tonight's broadcast. We apologize for the weather delay that we had about a half hour ago. The weather has appeared to have let up for the time being. They are expecting still some storms to approach the Chicagoland area within the next couple of hours, so we're going to hope that the storms are going to stay away from Stewart Field and we can get this game without any more delays anymore than we've had already here tonight. So we're about to get started here in just a matter of a couple minutes as the officials are going to check the sticks and helmets of each team. But we have the 5-2 Scarlet Hawks taking on the 8-1 Titans of Illinois Wesleyan, and we have got a pretty darn good matchup here tonight, Paul.
Yeah, Ryan, I mean, we were just going over the stats for the game, and the two teams that you just mentioned their records, the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan, got a really good winning streak coming into this match. They've won four in a row. Scarlet Hawks here, we got a two-game winning streak going on so far into this game. These teams are pretty evenly matched. Both average the same amount of shots per game, same amount of goals per game. And so it should be a very good match. Like you said, hopefully that the weather holds up and we can get a good match in because it looks like we're going to get one today.
Yeah, and taking a look at how these two teams kind of square up in the last matchup for Illinois Wesleyan, they had an 8-6 victory over Albion College. So that is coming off of their recent game. And in the last game for Illinois Tech on the road in St. Mary's over in Indiana, they got a late goal in the second half to make it a 12-11 victory for them as well. So as we're seeing both teams finish up the stick checks and the helmet checks, the Scarlet Hawks are in their gray jerseys tonight with white bottoms and the helmets that are the usual red. And for the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan, they are in their green road jerseys, white numbers, and black shorts. So again, both these teams coming off of some victories, impressive victories, mind you, here from the last couple of weeks. And then in this non-conference matchup, yes, these teams are separated four hours from a drive from, you know, one side of the state to the other. But it kind of feels like you have a little bit of that in-home rivalry considering that, you know, you both are Illinois schools.
Yeah, so your point, Ryan. Yeah, I mean, like you said, 4 hours away, but, you know, you're still in, still in Illinois. And luckily the weather held up so, they don't have to go all the way back to, down state. But, yeah, it's always nice to, face one of your own.
Yeah, and again, just to set the stage for you, there are two 30-minute halves here in lacrosse as well, and we will have about a 15-minute halftime in between the two respective halves as well. And your head coach for the Illinois Tech Scarlet Hawks, Kirk Lamedy, in his third season with the program, and he's done wonders, really, with this program in his third season with them. They were winless in their first season. They went 5-11 last year, and now he's already gotten them to a 5-2 start already. It's been quite the turnaround here for the Scarlet Hawks.
Yeah, very good start for the Scarlet Hawks so far. They're 2-0 on the season at home to this point. I think Coach probably wants to keep that going and keep a nice, be your best, be strongest at home. And like you said, to your point, Ryan, so far he's done a great job to, startup program, as we know, they're always tough at the beginning, especially when you're recruiting. But so far this year, it's like I said, 5-2, and taking on a team that's like statistically is about the same as them. So just very curious to see how this match is going to go today.
Yeah, and as you take a look now, as we're about to get the introduction started here in just a moment, so we'll get to the starting lineups and more right after this break here for the national anthem.
Thank you.
So now let's get to the starting lineups here tonight. We'll start with the visitors in the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan. It'll be number 2, Clark Rich on the attack. Number 3, Abby Cusina. Number 4, Grane Kelly. Along with number 5 in goal tonight is Claire Quist, who is coming off of a Player of the Week honor in the conference for them. And also starting off is Donnie Engelbright, the midfielder for the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan. She's the 5'4 freshman. Number 9, Sam Bidlack will also start at midfield. Number 11, Bree Metry will also be playing defense and midfield throughout tonight. Maggie Cross also starting at the attack, along with number 17, Sophia Soldowski, along with the attacker and her teammate Lauren Pavich, and on defense, Mariah Smith and Sydney Allen. And now over to the side of the Scarlet Hawks of Illinois Tech, it'll be Renna Aris, the 5'3 defenseman, along with Bella Rubin, who's coming off an MCVL Conference Player of the Week honor, along with Izzy Fitzpatrick, Sarah Masharowski, Maddie Meredith, Sarah Colby, Alyssa DeLuca, Cassandra Ranke, Emily Woog, Brianna Villagrana, and Jennifer Young, who listed as a goalkeeper, one of the goalkeepers for the Scarlet Hawks, is going to be playing defense tonight. And in goal tonight is number 24, Abby Reynolds. So we're about to get the faceoff here at midfield in just a moment. 2:30 minute halves.
Yeah, some other things to keep an eye on for the game today, Ryan. Illinois Wesleyan have a lot of penalties up to this point. Even though they have played more games than the Scarlet Hawks, I think they played 3 more games. But they got 22 penalties on the year so far. To the Scarlet Hawks, only got 4. So be curious to see if the Titans can be mistake-free for this game.
It'll be the Scarlet Hawks going left to right on the field, and the Titans going right to left. We have the face off at midfield, and we are underway after about a 22-minute weather delay. And the Titans do win the faceoff, and now they'll bring it up to the nearest side as they didn't get it cleanly, and trying to come up and get a little aggressive on that one there was DeLuca. She tries to get it, and we get a foul on the play. I believe it's going to be a push from behind on DeLuca, and the Titans will get the ball back. Just underway, 29:39 to go here in this first half. Still no score. Coming up now to the near attack zone of the Scarlet Hawks are the Titans, and they'll back this one out towards midfield, and they'll look to reset and bring it back in. Pass goes inside to the near side, and now coming up in towards the semi-sphere, and around to the top with that one there was number 17, Sophia Sodowski, who, as the Titans now ring it around behind the cage, they have to go somewhere with it towards the slot. They have to shovel a pass inside towards there to the top of the fan. And trying to come away with that one there to try to get a shot on goal there was Grane Kelly.
Scarlet Hawks are doing a great job keeping the Titans out from the box, not letting them get deep penetration in, and it's forced them to turn the ball over.
Maddie Meredith with the ball now. She brings it up past midfield and will come to the near side with it, and then circles around and backs out, and she'll reset with her team as she'll dump that one off there to Jennifer Young. Again, playing defense tonight is Young. She is also a goalkeeper for the Scarlet Hawks. But in goal tonight is Abby Reynolds, who I mentioned right before we got started here today. We get a check from behind. It'll be a foul on the Titans, I believe. And they'll reset, and the Hawks will bring it back. And here comes DeLuca now into the zone with it. Trying to bring it back out towards the top to the near side, and holding that one there to settle it down was Meredith, and back towards DeLuca it goes. DeLuca back to Meredith to the near side towards the top. Meredith swings it around now to the near side, and the Scarlet Hawks look to work it around behind the net and kind of go counterclockwise with possession right now. Back behind the cage with that one there is Sarah Colby. And they rotate it around towards the top here as they're looking for some openings inside. Now Meredith with it once again. Towards the top of the 8-foot semicircle to the near side. She'll swing it back towards the top, pointing to Luca. She tries to get off one defender. She looks to kind of shuffle that one inside. And coming away with that one there was Ruben. As the wind really starting to pick up here at Stewart Field. Wind coming out of the southwest here tonight along with the rain. It's kind of raining sideways. Yeah. Somewhere Ollie Williams will be screaming that one. Anybody knows the Family Guy reference?
I was just going to say, it's raining. Yeah. But curious to see both teams have opposite starts to the game so far, Ryan. See the Scarlet Hawks a little bit more, not just relaxed, but taking their time, making sure, slow, clean passes. Titans, on the other hand, were very, running around, trying to force the issue. So far, you got the Scarlet Hawks, holding the ball and keeping long position.
They look to go inside with that one to the far side, and picking this one up and trying to recover there was Sarah Colby, and they'll work it out of the far corner. Colby tries to get around one defender, that being their Bree Metry, to stop her path for just a moment, and she gets it back out towards Luca to the far point. They'll work to the far side and a little bit of a give and go here back to DeLuca as she looks to come inside and tries to go Euro step around one defender but can't, and stealing this one and coming up with it is Mariah Smith. And they look to bring it up now to the far side and try to get into the zone of the Scarlet Hawks. Clark Rich with it up now to the far side. Just trying to come in and defend on that one is Emily Woog. And now back behind the cage it goes for the Titans to settle it down. Because they really haven't had much possession with the ball here so far in the early stages of this first half. As they have to go on the inside pass there and breaking that one up there at the last second, I believe, was Maddie Meredith, who kind of came in and poked her stick in there at the last second. Titans do get the ball back, though, as they have it back behind the net, as we have about 26 minutes to go here in this first half.
Scarlet Hawks doing a very good job of pressing hard up on the attackers with the ball, not letting them get in any space out there.
Yeah, and you saw right there, on the, to your point, Paul, it was Ruben there for the Scarlet Hawks, the MCVL reigning conference player of the week, who was in charge of that one, and she helps get the foul there for her team, and she'll bring it up the field now, left to right, and she's got a lot of space to work with this one, too. She has a lot of speed that she brings to the table for the Scarlet Hawks, and she waits for some help to come back into the attacking zone, and she'll wait and give this one off to DeLuca now. As now DeLuca will give this one off to Meredith, who just enters the zone.
Like I was saying, Ryan, curious attack, or should I say defensive strategy for the Titans so far. They're not doing what the Scarlet Hawks are doing on the opposite side. They're letting them, you know, maintain possession in their own zone and waiting for the attacker to come to them. So curious to see how this goes for the Titans so far.
And the pass on in, and the goal scored by the Scarlet Hawks just like that. It was just bang, bang right there for the Scarlet Hawks as they take the 1-0 lead.
Yeah, to your point, you see right there, Ryan. I mean, like, second straight possession, you know, Scarlet Hawks done a great job, you know, holding it long in the offensive zone and passing, you know, getting the ball moving. And right there, they were able to score a key goal.
So Maddie Meredith with the first goal of the night here for the Scarlet Hawks as they take the early lead with 25-18 to go here in this first half. And we'll have the faceoff back in midfield as the Scarlet Hawks strike first. So Maddie Meredith with the first goal of the night as we get ready to have the faceoff at midfield. And there's the faceoff, and it's won there by the Titans. And bringing this one up now to the near side is Sam Bidlak. Bidlak now will switch this one up towards center, and she'll now work it around towards the far side. Looks like she was looking for help there, and she'll just dump that one up towards the far back side as Clark Rich will bring it around. Rich now with it, trying to look inside for a slot play, trying to kind of thread that through there, but the defense there of Ruben once again gets it and picks it away on the ground ball. She'll come away with it now. She weaves in and out of a few defenders there, and she was trying to get that one to Fitzpatrick, and it comes right back to Ruben on the ground ball once again. She has it now at midfield, and we'll circle this one back out towards Meredith, the goal scorer, the lone goal scorer so far here for the Scarlet Hawks, who are up 1-0. In with it now is Young. As Young is coming in with this one, and with some speed and power there on that one there with Sarah Mascherowski, and we get a whistle and a foul on the play as Mascherowski was coming in for that one, and I believe she's going to have this one up as the penalty lane will be created. She's going to have it right at the top of the arc here. So she's got the goalie to beat in Quist. She's got great position here to try to score. We'll wait for the whistle, and here she goes. And she looks to kind of jump shot that one in there, but it did not go her way as that one was deflected away by a defender, and the Titans now will come back with it. Up to midfield on the far side they have it.
Talked about in the beginning of the broadcast, Ryan, the Titans have 22 penalties so far on the year. So, and just in this game, that is their second one so far with only six minutes to go into the first half. Could be a telltale sign for, and not a good one if you're the Titans fan.
Off that pickup there on the goalkeeper there in Reynolds. As now here come the Scarlet Hawks with it, as DeLuca will get this one up to Fitzpatrick, who lost it there at midfield for just a second but gets it right back. And she'll look for some teammates for some help there to kind of settle this down, and she does. And now fighting for this ground ball there in midfield were a couple Titans, and coming in from behind to try to force some pressure there was Meredith, and it looked like as trying to go for that one there was Danny Engelbright. Might have been hit on the head there by a stick, but no whistle had blown. As the wind, as you can tell, picking up at times, you can probably hear it through our headsets, And we get a foul on the play. I believe that's going to be against the Scarlet Hawks, as the Titans are just bringing that into the attacking zone, as we have 23-12 counting to go here in this first half. 1-0 Scarlet Hawks. Wind again coming out of the southwest here, and it is a blustery wind, so to speak. And that's putting it lightly, as some of my stuff's already flying forward as it is.
We'll still continue with this broadcast here for your folks, as we are dedicated. And as long as
we won't blow away, as the pass on in the slot and the score.
Ooh.
Coming in with that one on a bang bang play, coming in and sneaking behind the defense there was Sammy Bidlack. And we are now tied at one.
It was a nice response from the Titans right there. And it's Karras on their last possession right there. You know, kind of seen a change of play. You know, first two possessions, you saw them really take up the ball really quickly, try to really, you know, get some quick passing. This time they slowed it up, made sure, you know, to get the Scarlet Hawks out of their defensive sets. And to their point, they got a score.
So we are tied up at one now, 22:49 to go here in this first half. We are now tied at one apiece. So coming to you here at Stewart Field on the campus of the Illinois Institute of Technology on the south side of Chicago. Ryan Fay, Paul Campos with you here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network. As the faceoff now will be picked up and won there by the Titans. As the ground ball now going to be picked up by Illinois Wesleyan. As they just got the game-tying goal from Sam Bidlack. Titans take possession now right near midfield with it to the near side. As they look to bring it up into the near side of the attack zone of the Scarlet Hawks. And they do. Coming up with this one with some speed there is Letranow. And she'll give this one off to the far side behind the net as they have to go inside with another pass, trying to sneak in behind the defense of the Scarlet Hawks.
Seeing the Scarlet Hawks be a little bit more passive on defense, not rushing the attacker as they did in the previous two sets.
And the shot there just too far to the right. Clark Rich there. Reynolds had to put a stick on it, but it was out of her reach anyway. And it was, I believe, touched by a defenseman. And the pass inside again, and a missed opportunity there. And coming away with this one is Meredith. Nice play there, and an interception, and having to wait for that one to get the correct players back there for the Titans. There was Bidlack, the goal scorer so far. As now they work it around to the far side, almost a misplay there, but they handle it back. Up to the far side, kind of working to the post of the cage there were the Titans. They look to go inside with it again, trying to do like an alley-oop kind of play there, and the Titans once again get it back. Now we're seeing possession stay on the side of Illinois Wesleyan this time around. And the pass inside to the slot, and a shot in, and they score. It is now a 2-1 Titans lead. Maggie Krause on the goal, and the Titans now on the board, sneaking in behind the defense once again, kind of catching the Scarlet Hawks sleeping, so to speak.
Yeah, bad turnover in your own zone if you're the Scarlet Hawks, and your defenders are already tired for having to fight off such a long attack from the Titans, and to give it, you know, throw a pass away like that, and then, you know, there you go. Turn comes around, and you can't make any mistakes. This, you know, Titans are 8-1 on the year. There's a reason for that. So if you're the Scarlet Hawks, you really got to limit your mistakes. I would stick to what they've been doing, which gave them great success in the first, the beginning of the game.
So with that, it is a 2-1 Titans lead here with 21:22 to go here in this first half. Coach Kirk Lamity probably not pleased with how his team has been going with ever since they had their first goal that started the scoring here of tonight's match. As off the faceoff there at midfield, it's going to be picked up and there by the Titans. As now it's Krause with it, who brings it up now to the far side of the attack zone. And kind of shoving off on that one defensively there was Aris, the defenseman for the Scarlet Hawks. And because of that, of her aggressive play defensively, they get the ball back in possession with 20:54 to go now here in this first half.
Both teams' last game had...
Oh, and a big check there. Didn't mean to cut you off, Paul. Yeah. Ruben got taken down at midfield by the check there. It was Mariah Smith. But it's going to be Titans' ball. Interesting call there. I believe there might have been something before that which made that occur. Because you saw Ruben go down at midfield. Nonetheless, Titans did get possession off of the whistle.
Well, you know, I was going to say, Ryan, it's just that both teams' last game, you know, they had both close scores in the last game. You know, Scarlet Hawks went beating St. Mary's 12-11, and the Titans beating Albany College 8-6. So it's going to be, you know, I'm expecting probably be a close game throughout now. Both teams, I mean, very evenly matched so far.
And we get another foul on the field as that one is going to be against the Scarlet Hawks as they'll come in out of the near side. Right around the goalie crease. And a pass in again. But stopping that one there was Reynolds. A scramble for the ball. And they look to try to get it inside to Reynolds to try to sell it down. And she'll have to come out of her own area to get it. And she's going to run up with it now. Abby Reynolds now to the near side. Being pressured there by a couple of Titans. She's kind of trapped in her own corner. She's looking to circle around with this, trying to find for some kind of help. And she does indeed get it off to Maddie Meredith. Nicely done there. And you kind of like the aggression there by Reynolds to kind of try to make sure the ball is safe with her own team.
No, that's very, you know, that's very great poise if you're a goalkeeper, especially in a situation like that when you're out of your net and running, you got two defenders pressing you pretty hard.
So after that foul against the Scarlet Hawks, Titans will have possession back. So you have 19:27 to go here in this first half and counting 2-1 Titans. Pass inside towards the attack zone, picked off and away. The ground ball for it now is not going to be won by anybody there, as there's going to be a foul and a push from behind. I believe they're going to call that on Abby Kashina, as the Scarlet Hawks will get it back. So they'll give her enough space, and the whistle blows. So DeLuca now coming up towards midfield with it now, changing direction to the far side, and it's picked up by Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick now coming back to the near side as they look to rotate their midfielders around. Fitzpatrick now looking to go back in there towards Rubin, but it was out of the outstretched hand that she had there, as Fitzpatrick now has it in the zone. Fitzpatrick now coming up to the near side, switching towards the middle with it, and she'll look to scoop that one off and hand it off to DeLuca. So looking out back towards the top, and Maddie Meredith, who's the lone goal scorer here for the Scarlet Hawks so far tonight. Meredith looks to come inside with some speed. She wants to fire a shot and switches hands. And a whistle and a foul, I believe, as she was going in to switch to her left hand there. So I believe the penalty lane will be given to Meredith. So she's going to be right at the top of the 8-foot line. So we have 18:32 to go. She comes in. And she is taken down as she was going for the shot. She is a little slow to get up. It appears to be okay. She had her goggles, I believe, knocked off as well.
Definitely seeing a different style of play from the Titans. They're before they were just waiting back, letting the attackers of the Scarlet Hawks come to them, but now they're pressing hard. Whoever's got the ball, they're sending at least two defenders. So it's so far it's worked for the Titans. If you're the Scarlet Hawks, you got to readjust.
Went really strong here in the last couple of minutes coming out of the southwest. You also have to wonder too if that's going to be a factor as well when it comes to passing.
Oh yeah, I would think it's definitely going to make the ball do some interesting tricks in the air, that's for sure. So to your point, Ryan, the pass has got to be more crisp and probably more closer together. So
off of the foul there against the Titans, the Hawks have it as Meredith, I think, was looking for Fitzpatrick there. And coming back to get that one is Fitzpatrick, indeed, to the far corner of the zone. And it scribbles out just past the yellow line. And the Scarlet Hawks now reset towards midfield. As now it's Young with it. Young playing defense tonight. I mentioned that earlier in the first half of this broadcast. As they work it around now to the near side. And come back towards the top, it's Rubin. And she'll have it back off now to Mazurowski. Back towards the top and DeLuca once again and over to Meredith. Meredith walking this one on the near side back towards DeLuca. She goes to her left now, looks to squeeze on in but can't. Has to back out and a whistle blows. I believe we're going to get another foul on the Titans. So DeLuca will have it now right at the top of the 8-foot line.
That's at least a sixth penalty for the Titans so far. I mentioned it before in the game. They've been a team so far that takes a lot of penalties. If you're the Titans, you cannot, give the Scarlet Hawks any free shots.
Yeah, so the shot there was a save by Quist, who got that one out past towards midfield, and we get another whistle. And I believe this one they're going to call on the Scarlet Hawks. I believe the stick was slapped out. Actually, no, it's on the Titans. I do apologize. So Rubin coming in with it now with some speed. She goes to the near side, goes back to her left hand, and she got knocked down. She was going in for the shot attempt. Kind of got a hip check there, so to speak.
Wow.
We have just about 16 minutes to go here in this first half. And it looks like she's a little slow to get up, that being Rubin. And you see Coach Kirk Lamity running out to the field right now. As Rubin did take a hard hit, she kind of went up into the air after the hit had occurred. She kind of landed kind of funny on her left or her right side of her body. So they will take a look at her as you're seeing some of the players kind of run away from that one. And we do have an injury timeout on the field. And we'll take an injury timeout right now as they will attend to Ruben on the field. Currently right now, it is a 2-1 Titans lead. We'll be right back right here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000. People.
Back with you here on the Scott Hawk Broadcast Network at Stuart Field. We're just coming off of an injury timeout to Bella Rubin, who took a hard hit in the attack zone as she was going in for a shot-on-goal opportunity. Ryan Fay, Paul Campbell's back with you here. Taylor Thompson now checking into the game for the Scott Hawks in place of the injured Rubin, who, again, is right before we took the injury timeout, she was going in for the shot, Paul. Kind of took a little bit of a cross-check, so to speak, and then landed on her side. And then it looked like as she was going to the ground, it looked like the stick kind of caught her right up in the neck area too. She is walking off on her own power, as you can see right now. But obviously a little gimpy going off the field, and that's why the replacement of Taylor Thompson is out there.
Yeah, maybe the temperatures have something to do with that too, Ryan. And, you know, it is a little bit chillier tonight, and you hit the ground harder. Even, it's like, maybe it's, had something to do with it. Plus, it looked like just one of those freak accidents out there where it's like everything could go wrong could have gone wrong, did. And it's lucky, good to see her walk off on her own power.
So there will be the penalty lane shot given. Unfortunately, Ruben not able to take it. She did come off to the side. And coming in for that one there was Thompson on the shot attempt, but it's a save there by Claire Quist. And we get play back underway with 15:52 now to go and counting in this first half. So if we have any updates on Bella Rubin, be sure to pass it along as well, as we wish her a quick and speedy recovery. As Thompson now will bring it into the zone, and she'll get this one up now. Up with this one, and coming in with speed there is Masharowski to the near side, and she will rotate this one around behind the net. And in for the near side, and a wraparound goal there for the Scarlet Hawks. And that's Masharowski on the wraparound, going counterclockwise around the net for that one, and we are tied at two.
Great comeback goal for the Scarlet Hawks. It was nice after starting off the game nice by a goal and then giving up two to the tight ends. It's nice to have a response to that goal and kind of go back to what they were doing before. Earlier in the game they were a lot more deliberate on their while they're in the attack zone, a lot more calm, crisp passes, and they got away with that for a minute. But now it looks like They went back to it, so score, we got, 2-2 game.
Yeah, and you see if you can see it on your screen, the rain again coming down here at Stuart Field. We were delayed 22 minutes because of the weather. We hope that the worst is over, or at least out of this area, so we can continue play. We've been doing good so far, knock on wood, everybody. As well, the faceoff now at midfield, as we were tied at two here with 15:27 to go in the first half. And here we go. Titans do win the faceoff. And coming up with this one with some speed there was Grane Kelly. Kelly now will bring this one up into the zone to the far side. And she'll try to look to work this around behind the cage, and she does. And she'll dump this one off and go back. In and around for this one to the near side there was Rich. And now back towards the top with that one was Rich, as she gave that one off there to Engelbright. Engelbright gets it back up off the ground ball and back over to Rich to the near side, and they swing it back around. We are tied at two here in this first half, 14-52 and counting.
You can see what the Titans are trying to do. They're just trying to pass the ball around the zone, trying to get the Scarlet players to move and get out of their own defensive set. So,
and off of that shot there, I didn't mean to cut you off. No. Reynolds comes up with the save as that one kind of scribbled on in and made it easy for Reynolds to get the vision on the ball and pick it up. And now coming up with this one now is number 16, Cassandra Renke. Renke now will... Now Meredith over to Fitzpatrick, now to the far side of midfield, and she'll bring this one up. Patrick fakes on a couple passes, and she works it back towards the near side and brings it into the zone. Oh, she was going to do it for a second, but she backs out, and it'll reset. And again, back towards the top with the now the midfield mark there was Meredith. Now over to Aris.
See, the Titans player is being way more aggressive in their own defensive zone, and it's made for a very tight ball game so far.
And Sarah Colby now to the near side with it, and we get a whistle and a foul on the play. As off that foul was against the Titans, DeLuca now with it towards the top. She looks to wheel inside, and he'll get it back. And she'll settle it down, as getting that one there actually was Taylor Thompson. Thompson got the ground ball there. And Kirk Lamity here on the sidelines kind of pushing his team for more urgency. And that's kind of what we've been seeing here. We've seen a lot more urgency so far from the last 5 or so minutes from the Titans, more so than the Scarlet Hawks.
Yeah, it's like they jumped out to an early lead and then they just kind of took their foot off the gas for a second. Well, for a team like Illinois Wesleyan, who's 8-1 on the season, you cannot give them, you know, any opportunities like that, especially so far since they're doing way worse in penalties than you are.
So off that foul against the Scarlet Hawks, here come the Titans with it in the zone. They've got numbers to roll with it if they can, but good pressure there off of the hands of number 16, Cassandra Renneke, and the pass inside of the slot, and a shot in, and they score. Clark Rich gets it past the stick side of Abby Reynolds, and the Titans get the lead back at 3-2 with 12:47 to go here in this first half.
Yeah, that's not good if you're the Scarlet Hawks. I mean, you just go up a goal and then let them back into the game. It's kind of like what we were just talking. We just said it right, and like it's like they score a goal, and then they let it back, and then it's just it's not a good way to do it against the Titans.
And I believe we have a timeout on the field, and was called by Kirk Lamity and the Scarlet Hawks. Again, just to reset, 3-2 Titans over the Scarlet Hawks here with 12:47 to go here in this first half. It is a rather brisk temperatures, but I can't say that about the wind or the rain.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, Ryan, it was, game's already postponed. So far, it looks like we're only dealing with the rain, and hopefully it holds up. So far, this game has been kind of what we expected just when we talked about the pregame. You got both teams are very evenly matched. You got a low-scoring game to this point. And, you're seeing a game of adjustments so far. But right now, I think with the Scarlet Hawks, keep attacking. Don't let up. You know, as soon as you score a goal, try and score another goal. And, Illinois Wesleyan, they've had at least 10 penalties so far in the first half. That's not good at all. They've had at least 2 penalty shots. So, if you're the Scarlet Hawks, you got to really come strong out of this timeout.
Yeah, and you talked about how Illinois Wesleyan is kind of coming in hot to start the season. They've won 4 in a row coming into tonight's matchup. They're undefeated at home, and they are 5-1 on the road. So, they are proving themselves to be road warriors as well, where they can go away from Illinois Wesleyan and have convincing victories as well.
Yeah, and for the Scarlet Hawks, they only played 7 games to this point, but I mean they are 2-0 at home, so that's that's a good stat to if you're the coach, motivate your girls, I should say, not guys, but motivate your team, and it's like I said, the Titans are very good on the road, so curious to see how the rest of this game goes.
Yeah, and again, we talked about this as well with the turnaround that Kirk Lamity has really had. With the Scarlet Hawks program, they had no wins in the first year of the inaugural year for the program. And last year they go 5-11, and now this year they already have as many wins as they did last year at 5-2 so far. And I was here for the first match of the first home match of the season. I was talking to Kirk Lamity before that game, and he said that it was surprising that they had the record that they did last year. He thought they were, he expected them to be a lot better. And talking to him again before tonight's game was getting started, that, you know, it's not just meeting his expectations. You know, he's keeping to set the bar high for this team, even going into the 2016 season. He wants the bar set high, and his players are responding very well so far to the 2016 campaign.
Yeah, and it always helps when you got a good record to back up not only what the coach is, you know, saying, you know, preaching, telling the team, but it gives them confidence. It gives them confidence to take on a team like an Illinois Wesleyan who's doing very good. And, you know, so far it's been a shaky start, but they're in it. They're in it, you know, so far with 12 minutes to go.
And when you talk about shaky starts, it's just more so that we're seeing more defensive lapses than more than what we're accustomed to seeing, as that's going to be a false start. I believe it looked like somebody from the Scarlet Hawks had jumped in. Yes, it was. It was DeLuca who kind of jumped in there to the midfield circle a little too early. As coming up with this one now are the Titans, and up with this one was Bidlak, who's got a goal here tonight. And a ground ball that comes in. Reynolds tried to get a stick on it but could not. And coming away with this one there was Aris. Aris now brings it up now to the near side with it. She looks to kind of go back to center, but she can't. She's facing some pressure, and she gets taken down, but a whistle had gone beforehand. So, again, we're seeing the wind really pick up here at Stewart Field.
You see the Titans, you know, trying to have a, you know, changing their approach on the attack, doing a more of a behind the cage style, you know, with the ball to try and free up the their attackers, but not so good on that one.
So now the ball back into the zone of the Titans. Scarlet Hawks take control with 11:55 to go here in this first half. Back to the top with it now to the near side. Is coming in with this one is Meredith. She sends this one back towards DeLuca. Spins around. Lost the ball for a second. She thought actually she still had it. And trying to scoop up with this one there are the Scarlet Hawks inside the 8-foot line. And back with it now towards Majerowski to the near side. Majerowski now, who's got a wraparound goal here to start, looks to go around behind the net with it, but we get a whistle and a foul on the Titans.
Not seeing that approach that we saw from the Scarlet Hawks earlier in the game, where they were nice, crisp passing, taking their time in the offensive zone, having sustained pressure. Haven't seen it so far in the last at least 5 or 7 minutes.
Now Basharowski has it back behind the net to the far side, as Sarah Colby now will get that one back out towards the top to DeLuca, and now back over to Maddie Meredith. And they work to work it back around to the near side. We have 11 minutes to go now here in this first half. And coming up with this one, there are the Titans. And that one, they're getting a stick on that one was Fitzpatrick. And it stays in, and the ground ball picked up there by DeLuca. Now it's Fitzpatrick back to DeLuca towards the center. Now it's Meredith to the near side. Back over to the top and DeLuca. They rotate back towards Fitzpatrick. She looks to work it inside. And around to the far corner, but she backs out once again towards DeLuca. See an aggressive defense here from the Titans. DeLuca now comes in, wheels to her left, tries to get around. She tries to shuffle one in there, and I believe it was deflected last by the Titans, and it was. Scarlet Hawks will keep possession.
To your point on the aggressiveness of the Titans, Ryan, I mean, that's what they basically changed what they've done from the get-go of the game. It's like, you know, whoever's got the attacker, whoever for the Scarlet Hawks, whoever's coming into the zone, you get there at least sending two people to force them to make an errant pass. And they've been way more aggressive in the later stages of this first half. So far, it's worked out well for them.
So off of the foul from just a moment ago, and we were about to get playback started, and they whistle for it yet again. As the foul was on the Scarlet Hawks there. And the Titans have it now back at midfield, as we have under 10 minutes to play here in this first half. Up and bringing it into the zone now are the Titans to the far side, as it's Claudia Richmond with it. Richmond, the 5'3 freshman attacker from St. Charles, Illinois. And we get a whistle and a foul on the field of the far corner of the attack zone up top, as it is still going to remain Titans ball. And now the Titans will work it around now to the far corner, now work it behind the net. As again, you notice how whenever they do this, Paul, that they kind of generally look to kind of try to catch the Scarlet Hawks defense sleeping and try to sneak an attacker in and just get a one-timer right in front of Reynolds.
Yeah, exactly, Ryan. I mean, you're seeing the two attackers behind the net trying to kind of doing like a back and forth to give some more space to the with the one of their attackers in the zone, to your point, trying to do almost like a, you know, almost like a cherry picking of some kind, where you just sneak in and they're looking for that person to come striking into the middle, and so far they've gotten three goals out of
it. And the pass quickly inside there and trying to get an opportunity was Kushina. And we get a foul on the Scarlet Hawks. I believe they're going to call that on Young. So the penalty land given, and now it's Abby Kushina with it now, with about 8:31 to go in this first half. 3-2 Titans as they try to potentially increase their lead here right now. She comes in, goes around one defender, shoots it in, and a save there by Reynolds. Nicely done there by Reynolds. And I believe we just saw another, I think there was another foul on the play.
Yeah, I mean, the Scarlet Hawks have definitely changed their tune defensively, Ryan. I mean, they've stopped being aggressive, stopped attack, or, you know, going after the attackers in the zone. They've got to make a good adjustment if they want to stay in this.
So now the Scarlet Hawks with the ball now into the near attack zone to the near corner. They go with it now, and they'll look to work it behind the net. As a fight for the ground ball, they're behind the cage. And coming out to play that one there is the goalkeeper and Claire Quist. And we got a whistle, and I believe something happened behind the play. I did not necessarily see what had occurred. And it looks like we are under another weather delay. The officials have signaled everybody off the field. And I believe we are going to be under another weather delay, as it looks like more imminent weather is approaching the area. So everybody is going to clear out once again. And we'll get word in just a minute as to the clarification of it. Score remains at 3-2 Titans with 7:47 to go here in this first half. So I believe they are going to have the teams come off the field, and we are under weather delay, the sequel. So we will step away so we get to our own safety areas as well. And hopefully we'll come back with more lacrosse. Right now it's 3-2 Titans with 7:47 to go here in the first half. We hope to be back right here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network. After another rain delay that we've had here, I'm Ryan Fay. Alongside me, Paul Campos with you here. As during the delay, as we were getting back to the booth, the Titans have scored. So it will be a 4-2 lead for Illinois Wesleyan with about 5:09 to go here in this first half.
Before the delay, Ryan, both teams, like I said, fighting. It's been a tough match so far. Not very much like turnovers or giveaways so far. Just a lot, both teams playing hard. And, the weather not slowing them down, that's for sure.
No, it's certainly not, as the Titans came out quickly, as it'll be the Scarlet Hawks, as we mentioned, going left to right if you were with us for the first part of this broadcast. And we get a whistle, and I believe the ball went out of play towards the far bleachers, and it'll be Titans ball. 4:25 now to go here in this first half. It is a 4-2 Illinois Wesleyan lead. Again, we're here with you on the Scarlet Hawk broadcast. Now, we apologize for the weather delays that have been subduing us here at Stewart Field, here on the campus of the Illinois Institute of Technology, but hopefully third time's the charm around here. We want to give a shout out to Luke Stanzik and everybody, the fantastic crew here that works at Illinois Tech, helping us get back here as quick as we could, and for the accommodations and everything. Always a pleasure to be here at Illinois Tech. So again, shout out to those guys. As coming in and trying to circle around for that one and getting a piece of that one, there was the goalie and Abby Reynolds. And that one went out of play. It'll still be with the Titans on the possession with 3:43 to go here in this first half.
Yeah, the Titans coming out of that weather delay, Ryan, they took advantage. It was a quick strike to add to their one-goal lead. Now they got a two-goal lead before 4 minutes left to go in the game. So curious to see what the Scarlet Hawks are going to do to try and combat this.
As coming in up to the slot on that one and turning around and trying to get a shot off there was Donnie Engelbright. And we get a whistle and a foul on the Scarlet Hawks. So the penalty lane given as it was inside the 8-foot semicircle. And it'll be Engelbright with the opportunity and right in front of her and the shot in. And going to the left on that one, an interesting decision there as it did not go in towards Reynolds for a shot on goal.
Yeah, Scarlet Hawks finally playing to their success or what was working for them really well early in the game, pressing the attackers in the zone really hard, sending two girls at a time to try and get them.
So with that one on the inside, the Titans have to reset and go back behind the cage with it now as we are under 3 minutes to go here in this first half, 4-2 Titans. Up with then trying to come around with that one there was Lauren Pavich, and now back towards the top with this one in Sarah Dust. And this try to slip that one inside, and a backhander there is stopped by Abby Reynolds. Nicely done right in front of the goalie crease.
And he pointed out earlier in the game, Ryan, how the Titans were kind of like, moving the ball around, trying to get the Scarlet Hawks out of position and to sneak, hit the attacker as they're coming into the slot for the for the scores. But right there, the Scarlet Hawks were able to deny him.
So now with this one, it's Young, who's the backup goalkeeper for the Scarlet Hawks. She lost that possession on that ground ball, and she tries to come back with it, and he tries to get a hand on that one as Sarah Colby was also trying to help her on that one. But we get a whistle and a foul on the Titans. So we have under 2 minutes to go, 1:49 remaining here in this first half. It's 4-2 Illinois Wesleyan here over Illinois Tech. Illinois Tech comes in tonight, 5 wins, 2 losses. Illinois Wesleyan, 8 wins, 1 loss.
Seen a very, we were talking about earlier in the match, very defensive-oriented game to this point. Both teams not giving any ground out there. You could tell by the score so far at the first half.
You have to wonder if anybody's going to show any kind of rust, maybe, per se, after the delays we've been having.
Yeah, second delay of the game, right? So to your point. Plus the wet, it's raining, it's cold. It's got, curious to see how it affects the field of play, see if we see any slippages or fall downs any kind.
And up with it now to the far side are the Titans with it. And a whistle goes as we're approaching the one-minute mark to remain here in this first half. This is going to be a cross-check on the Scarlet Hawks, I believe. So a penalty lane will be issued as the Titans are up by 2 with 1:04 to go here in this first half. So up with it right in front there is Sarah Dust right at the 8-foot line. As the Titans now have it back behind the net. Under a minute to go now in this first half.
That's been their bread and butter so far in this game to this point. It's really opened up the lead for them.
And corralling that one in there on the ground ball was Abby Reynolds, the goalkeeper. She'll settle things down and let traffic clear with about 45 seconds to go in this first half.
Be nice for the Scarlet Hawks to attack, be very aggressive here, and possibly get a goal before the half's over. That way you build momentum going into the second half.
30 seconds to go. Titans back with the ball as they bring it back into the attacking zone. Up with it now towards the point on that one there is Grane Kelly. As now the Titans are going to take their time with it, maybe hold it for one final shot as we have 16 seconds remaining. Under 10 to go, and the slot pass inside. Trying to get an attempt on that one there was Engelbright, but couldn't get much on that one as they had to go around with it again, but it's only 3 seconds. They got to get a pass inside if they can, and an opportunity, and before the buzzer. Taken down on the play there as well. And I believe the goal will count as it is now a 5-2 Titans lead as the first half comes to a close.
Yeah, well, Coach the Scarlet Hawks cannot be happy with that last series right there. To give up a goal at the closing seconds of the half, we were just talking about, we wanted the Scarlet Hawks to do that, right? To score, build some momentum going in, but unfortunately, they do the opposite.
Yeah, and I believe because of the delay that we were under, I think the teams are just going to switch sides of the field and just keep playing, and we're going to get the second half going just like that. So no halftime of any kind here. We've already kind of given you 2 halftime, so to speak.
Yeah, right. More than halftime, right? Yeah. I mean, it's
getting almost a game's worth of weather delays right now. So both teams are just going to switch sides, and then they're just going to keep play going as the weather has lightened up the best it has so far here today. The wind and the rain still coming out of the southwest direction, and it's coming down the rain and the wind pretty consistently here, as you can kind of probably hear the gusts on our headsets as well. So just like that, we're going to begin the second half here with a 5-2 Titans lead here in this second half, as we have one of these Scout Hawks get back to the outside of the field. Remember, they did switch sides, so it's going to be the Titans going left to right offensively, and the Scarlet Hawks right to left, and just like that, second half underway.
She was right, ran to the right exact place.
So now with it, are the Scarlet Hawks, and they look to kind of come in with flurry as they back this one out now towards the top, and now with it is DeLuca. DeLuca looks to go to the near side for Fitzpatrick now. We've just gotten the second half underway.
And you're starting to see the Titans play a little bit more of a prevent defense, not challenging the Scarlet Hawks attackers as much as they did in previous first half.
So a foul on the play there on the Titans on the hit from behind. So the penalty lane given. We've just gotten the second half underway.
We talked about earlier in the match about all the penalties that the Titans have committed so
and
far, right?
Rocket line drive shot there off the stick there of Meredith, who's already got a goal here tonight for the Scarlet Hawks. That one went too far to left, deflected out of play, as the pass in towards the slot comes back out towards the top of the zone. And now it's DeLuca with it at the top. Towards the arc, it dribbles back in, and the Titans come away with it. And now here come the Titans with it towards midfield, now to the far side. They work to work it back in towards the middle, and they do. And losing the handle on that one there was Letcher now, and I believe they're going to get Fitzpatrick called for the foul there.
It's nice to start to see the Scarlet Hawks be more aggressive to the attackers in their own, you know, not just in their own defensive zone, but before they get to even the middle of the field.
So now as the Titans working around behind the net of the Scarlet Hawks, who have a 3-goal lead here to the Titans with 28:40 to go here in this second half. And that one picked off there by Reynolds, who came in on the ground ball to pick that one up.
Even though there's only a little less than 24 minutes left in the game, Ryan, you'd like to see at least we would like to see the Scarlet Hawks do what they did early in the match. It was so good for them, you know, sustained offensive pressure, and find the opening, find the sweet spot, and hopefully get a goal.
So now it's DeLuca right towards midfield, and the Scarlet Hawks kind of backtrack a little bit and try to sell down a possession as that pass over the stick there of Aris, and it comes to the near side, and it'll be Titans' possession now off of that errant throw.
Yeah, both teams are not giving any room out there for any of the attackers. Not so much, we haven't seen many turnovers so far in the game. More mishandled passes, drop passes, and a lot of back and forth so far.
And now coming up with this one there is Sodolowski. She'll work it into the Scarlet Hawks zone. As trying to keep possession there was Claudia Richmond. And now working it now to the far corner now into the zone as they look to kind of swing inside. As that one kind of got deflected there, I believe, by a defenseman of the Scarlet Hawks. But the Titans keep possession. And the pass inside stopped there by Reynolds. And a scramble for the ground ball right by the 8-foot line. And the Titans do get it back and settle it back out towards the top.
You can tell the Titans, like you were saying, Ryan, they love that behind the cage play. They've been running it all game. It's opened up the lead for them against the Scarlet Hawks to this point in the game.
So the Titans now look to work it back towards the top now. They look to set a screen there. And trying to turn around with that one, and good defensive pressure there by the hands of Renicki. But the Titans do get it back, though, to the far side with it in the zone. And going inside for that one, I'm picking up off the ground ball. And we get a whistle, and I believe they're going to get a foul there on the Scarlet Hawks. So the lane will be given. And it'll be Sam Bidlak with it right at the top of the line. Reynolds right in front. She goes in for the bouncing shot, and she scores. Sam Bidlak with the one-hopper over the stick of Abby Reynolds, and it is 6-2 Titans.
Yeah, not a good way to respond for the Scarlet Hawks. When we talked about it, Ryan, you see the Titans have totally made, you know, they start out to be game very aggressive, very, you know, trying to carry the ball deep into the zone. And you see the Scarlet Hawks kind of back off a bit. They're letting the tight ends just kind of move around out there, letting them pass and sustain offensive pressure. Can't do that. Can't do it, especially when you're down by as many goals as they are.
So it's now a 6-2 score. Plenty of time still here in the second half. We just got the second half underway right here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network. Ryan Fay, Paul Campbell's with you here. As off of the faceoff in midfield, it is a ground ball that will be picked up there by the Scarlet Hawks for a second, and then the Titans get it right back. And a couple Scarlet Hawks collide with a Titan, and it'll be Titans ball for the foul. Now it's Engelbright with it. Engelbright now works it to the near side. And they look to still again. It looks like they're looking at more of a possession battle now with the Titans, as they are not as urgent as before. As that one coming in, and just like that, it's another goal for the Titans. They work it into the left side of Reynolds, and it's 7-2.
Wow, yeah, it's not a good sign for the Scarlet Hawks. You're starting to see the Titans open up in a lead now. And we said earlier in the broadcast, Ryan, there's a reason this team's, I'm talking about Illinois Wesleyan. It's the reason they're 8-1 to this point in the season. And, Scarlet Hawks, they're fighting tough. Like you said, it's been more of a defensive pressure battle so far, but Titans are having their way right now.
So it's a 7-2 Titans lead with just a little over 26 minutes remaining here in the second half. It's a 7-2 Illinois Wesleyan lead over the Scarlet Hawks. You do have to wonder, though, and I know Coach Lamity will not call this an excuse, and neither will his players. Do the delays have an effect on the players out there? Do the two weather delays where everybody's had to come back and forth and you have to kind of reset your mind and get ready once again, not once but twice, and you got to come back out and play once again, not knowing if you were going to continue. And whether it's obviously been good for the Titans. They came out guns a-blazing, so to speak, off of the second weather delay. And we've kind of seen the Scarlet Hawks here kind of just flat with the possession of it.
No, you hit right in the head, Ryan. I mean, it seemed like after that second rain delay that it was just, you don't want to see a Scarlet Hawks checked out, but they're definitely not, playing with the same energy that they did before earlier in the game. And I think you definitely got to contribute part of that, at least, to the, frequent rain delays, to constant warm-ups, and, going from a dry to a, wet and wet to dry. I think it hurts you if you're a Scarlet Hawks.
And DeLuca got a shot on in, but the goal does not count, I believe, as it was a foul. I believe they're going to call it on DeLuca with an elbow. So the goal does not count. It happened beforehand, so it's going to be Titans ball. So no goal there by DeLuca. Which is it for the Hawks is unfortunate because they needed to get some kind of rally here, and a turnover by the Titans, and the Scarlet Hawks pick up the ground ball and they have it at the near side.
Starting to see some urgency now out of the Scarlet Hawks. Nice to see them. What we talked about earlier in the game, sustained offensive pressure, and hopefully come away with the goal.
A nice pass inside of Fitzpatrick. She comes in, shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul inside the 8-foot arc against the Titans. So Fitzpatrick now will have the penalty lane given. She's got to beat Claire Quist, the goalkeeper of the Titans, to try to decrease this deficit the Scarlet Hawks have. 7-2, 24-40 to go here in this second half. And here we go. Fitzpatrick in for the bouncer, and a stop there by Quist, who went on both knees to make sure that did not go through. But the Scarlet Hawks do keep possession with it behind the net, working to the near side for Fitzpatrick. Lost it for a second, and a whistle, and it's going to be a push-off against Fitzpatrick. Coach Lamity not pleased with the call there. It's Titans ball.
Yeah, it's starting to finally see the Scarlet Hawks be way more aggressive on the when they're in the attack zone. And, you can start to see the Titans start to make us a little bit of mistakes now. Hopefully the Scarlet Hawks can capitalize.
And off of that errant pass, it goes back towards midfield, picked up there on the ground ball by the Titans. And a whistle, and I believe the foul's going to go against the Titans as the officials are pointing into the direction of the Scarlet Hawks' possession, and they do. So here come the Scarlet Hawks with the nows. They'll bring it up into the zone. 23:47 to go in this second half. It's a 7-2 Illinois Wesleyan lead. And another whistle, and it's going right back to the Titans. off of that stick away.
Even though there's only 24 minutes left in the game, Ryan, you'd like to see the Scarhawks, like I said, just keep, you know, pressing hard, you know, just be very, very aggressive right now.
And now here come the Scarhawks back with it, as that one will go up to DeLuca right in midfield. And DeLuca fakes her pass and then eventually gets it back up towards the zone. Hawks trying to charge up with this one now, is over with it to the far side there, is Brandon Villagrana. Villagrana lost possession, and it's a turnover. And you know the turf is wet when you see the pass go into the stick, and you can see the water residue resonate from that splash.
Yeah, even with their sticks, Ryan, either in the basket, you can see the splash from their catching the passes. So that's how crazy the weather's been today so far at this this game between Illinois Wesleyan and IAT Tech.
So the Hawks, Scarlet Hawks do get it back, and a whiff there on the pass attempt by Jennifer Young, the backup goalkeeper playing defense tonight for the Scarlet Hawks. As the Titans now work it around back, around to the far side behind the net.
You can see that's what the Titans like to do. The attacker went directly down the side of the far side of the field, went behind the net, and that's what they're trying to do right now.
Back behind the cage with it are the Titans, as they looked like they wanted to go short side there for just a moment with a pass opportunity, but they eventually do work it back. They work it back towards the top now and keeping possession of this one there is Letranow. Letranow fakes to her right and goes to her left. And that pass there over now to the stick there of Abby Kushina, who got the goal that, well, we were not around for.
Yes. Well, we were here,
we
right?
We were here for it. You have to take our word on it.
Yeah, but we were setting up, you know, so.
We're still making our way back from the building where we had to evacuate to.
That's right.
As the ball goes behind the red line and out of play behind the net, and the Hawks have possession with it. The Scarlet Hawks have the ball with 21:27 to go here in this first half.
I think you got to be a little encouraged if you're the Scarlet Hawks. Illinois Wesleyan, a very good team, like we said before, 8-1 on the season. And, you know, if it wasn't for the frequent rain delays, you know, I'd like to know how well this, you know, both teams would have matched up.
We saw how disciplined of a game it was before the game actually kind of got underway. We had the delay to start the game.
Yeah.
But then once we got things going in the first time, when we got down to about the 7:47 mark left of the first half, and then everybody had – it was only a 3-2 score in favor of Illinois Wesleyan, but you could sense at the time that, you know, the Scarlet Hawks are really trying to get their groove back off of the good start that they had back in the first half. And really ever since, as there's a foul there on the Titans, it's really been Illinois Wesleyan for the most part of the latter of the 27 minutes or so of the last gameplay we've had.
Absolutely, Ryan. To your point, you see, like, I mean – like you said, that goal, we weren't even finished setting up with it. Happened so fast. So to come out of the break and give up a goal that quickly for the Scarlet Hawks, I think that's just, you know, that was, you know, it was a bad way to start the intermission, and they just haven't been able to recover since.
So now the Scarlet Hawks have it now behind the cage with just about 20 minutes to go here in the second half as they trail by 5-7 the score in favor of the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan. They come into this 8-1, Illinois Tech 5-2. Pass near side, Fitzpatrick fakes it, and I believe it's going to be a foul on the Titans, so Fitzpatrick will get the penalty lane granted once again. We'll see if she can do something here, right at the top of the arc. She comes in, fires one in there, and a scramble for the ball. Quist didn't have it. A couple players diving for it, and it's going to be a push-off on Fitzpatrick. And the Titans will get possession back.
Second time they've tried that, you know, bouncing the ball in to try to get it past the Titans goalkeeper. But so far, she's been pretty sharp.
Almost a turnover there by the Titans. They scoop it back up now to the near side. As running up with this one is Maggie Krause, who's got a goal tonight here for the Titans. She brings it into the zone now of the Scarlet Hawks and works it to the near side. As she works it around to the near corner and looks to go back behind the cage. 19:22 to go in this second half. 7-2 Titans.
You're starting to see the Scarlet Hawks kind of get back into their groove, as you were saying before, Ryan. I mean, a lot more closer of a game. You know, starting to get back to what they did before earlier in the first half. So, I mean, if you're the Scarlet Hawks, maybe, you know, I don't know, it's the time tick away. Just try to finish strong, and hopefully you can get a few more goals in before the match is up.
So now the Titans now have it worked back to the far point. And the ground ball picked up by the Titans there. They lost it for just a second. And you know, we talked about this when we were coming back here, how we were looking for in case the field is going to be more slippery, but I haven't really seen any trips or slips or anything so far. If anything, the only thing we've really seen as the ball comes in there and no whistle, and they say play on, and then here comes a whistle, and we have another Scarlet Hawk down, slow to get up. As we saw earlier in the first half, Bella Rubin out because of an upper body injury, and can't see from our vantage point who was slow to get up, as it looks like that was Maddie Meredith. She's a little slow to get up, but is going to stay in.
Sigh of relief if you're a Scarlet Hawks fan. Have one of your better players go down like that. That's always gives you a pause.
Yeah, turnover there and a whistle again. Foul on the Titans. So possession error will stay with the Scarlet Hawks in this one, as there was 18:21 to go in this second half. Another stoppage of play, as DeLuca now will get that one off over to the behind Aaron Harris. Harris now is going to run up the far side with it of the field. She brings it up towards midfield now, and she looks like she's going to take it in and get off the pass there, as that one coming in at the last second to deflect that one away was Mariah Smith. That pass now comes up towards midfield. And another thing maybe to wonder about as well is with the rain and the how wet the field is, you have to wonder maybe if the ground ball scenario is going to come in play where the ball's going to be more slippery to try to corral in.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Ryan. You could see it like maybe hitting a puddle or saw a little wet spot on the field kicking
left. Not going to be a magnet how players would like it.
No, but it's definitely going to make an interesting game for us to watch the rest of this.
Back towards the top with it now are the Titans, as Sam Bidlak has it now. And now with it over and turning around with this one off the pass there with Sarah Dust. Dust now works to her right. Pass lost for a second, but Letcher now picks it up. Now working it around the near side of the Titans. And I believe we had a whistle and a foul there on the Scarlet Hawks as they're trying to battle for possession.
For the Scarlet Hawks, when you get the ball back, I like to see more aggressive play. Really, I mean, hustle up the field. Maybe even try some long stretch passes. It's good 10, 15 yards throws. I mean, with time ticking away, you got a short time.
And here come the Scarlet Hawks up off of that as Fitzpatrick has it now. And she looks to work back with it. And it's going to be a check from behind as Fitzpatrick was trying to rotate around in a circle, and she'll get it back into the zone off of the whistle. Fitzpatrick now looks to go to her right, switches to her left hand with it, and looks for some help behind her, and she does to Mazurowski. Mazurowski now looks to work it to the right center around and gets it back out towards the top of DeLuca. DeLuca now over to Meredith. Meredith goes to her right with it. And Meredith looks like she wants to work it behind the cage, and she does. Meredith looking to set up a play here. And Meredith getting pressured there. And the push call will go against Jess Schell.
Kind of seeing the Scarlet Hawks take a page out of the Titans' playbook by setting up that behind-the-cage play. So far, it seems to be the most effective way to get some spacing out there.
There's DeLuca coming in on her left side. Lost it on a scramble, and the ground ball hasn't been picked up yet by anybody. And coming away with it are the Scarlet Hawks. Nicely done there on the work by Taylor Thompson. And inside, nicely done to Meredith. She goes in, fires one in, and she scores! Meredith with her second goal as she lost her stick, and I believe she lost her goggles too in the process. It was like a yard sale.
She wanted that one.
Nonetheless, it's 7-3. So Meredith now with her second goal of the night, and the Scarlet Hawks pull within four with 15:51 to go here in this second half.
Yeah, that's a huge goal for the Scarlet Hawks. Great way to build momentum. Hey, do we got 15 minutes left? I mean, anything's possible. A lot of time left in the game. But you definitely, there's no more, being safe. It's time right now to take chances, beat pressure high when the Titans bring the attackers into the zone. So, 15 minutes to go. I'll be curious to see how they do.
So we'll have the faceoff now in midfield. As the Scarlet Hawks have been looking for a much-needed spark after coming back from the second weather delay we were under. And here we have with the faceoff, and it's going to be won there by the Scarlet Hawks off the draw, and it's Maddie Meredith bringing it up with some aggression here. She goes to her left with it, spins around, trying to give it off. She does, and the shot in, and they score! Off the quick pass there, it's Sarah Colby, and just like that, back-to-back goals. Scarlet Hawks are not done yet. They only trail by three at 7-4. You have to wonder here if maybe the Titans call a timeout here.
Yeah, I mean, back-to-back goals in less than a minute. It's like, if I was the head coach of Illinois Wesleyan, I think I think I'll call a timeout just like you said, Ryan, stop momentum. You know, there's still a lot of time left, and you're not up by that much.
That is two goals in 12 seconds. Wow. For the Scarlet Hawks.
Yes, we talked about right before even that last series about them being more aggressive. You're seeing them carry the ball deper into the box now, but not letting the goalie really make a move. So we were talking about it's been a game of adjustment so far. It looks like the Scarlet Hawks attackers have made a nice adjustment right there.
So the faceoff at midfield, one back to the side of the Scarlet Hawks, and a couple players flying around, and it'll be a push on the Scarlet Hawks, so the ball will go back to the Titans. 15:24 to go in this second half.
If you're the Titans, you cannot take your foot off the gas right now. They've kind of gone into a shell since they took that four-goal lead. And if you're them, you probably, to your point, so if you're not going to call a timeout, then you got to at least slow the momentum of the Scarlet Hawks.
We get a whistle and another foul on the Scarlet Hawks. 14:56 to go. And we know as we look to our north here, clouds, you couldn't even see the top twin points, or the twin spot. I believe it's the twin points. I'm not really good with the structures.
Today it is, Ryan.
Yeah. You really couldn't see much of the Willis Tower. And now we're starting to see some of it. So visibility coming into play is just like that off the play there. As back and forth the passing went, and the Titans get on the board and end the momentum for right now, as it's now an 8-4 Titans lead, as Mariah Smith will get credited for the goal.
It's tough goal to give up if you're the Scarlet Hawks. After climbing back in by two quick goals, not a good way to answer back, or just not a way to build on your momentum. Kudos to the Titans for not bending and showing some poise there. And when they needed a goal, and they got one.
So with the score now at 8-4 with 14:38 to go here in the second half. We're here with you on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network, brought to you by the Illinois Media School, where media careers begin. Ryan Fay, Paul Campbell's with you here at Stewart Field on the campus of the Illinois Institute of Technology here on the south side of Chicago. It is a windy and rainy night here at Stewart Field. The face-off, and we get play back underway. And a ground ball off of the face-off, and it's going to be, I was about to say it was won there almost by Colby, but in the end it is going to be picked up by the Titans, and they bring it up to the near side. It's Bree Metry with it, as Metry gets it back in off the Hawks' foul. And now it'll be Bidlack who brings it into the zone as she gives it off to a teammate to the far side. And off that turnover, it's Mascherowski with it, bringing it up across midfield. She's coming in with some speed. She's looking for some numbers. She brings it into the far side, gets around one defender, and she wants to fire one in, and a stop there by Quist.
To your point about all the rain, Ryan, it looked like that last time defender, looked like there was a splash as soon as she tried to enter her net, as soon as she tried to catch it. Looked like it kind of threw her off her bit, because right after that it was a quick turnover. So we're starting to see the weather play a little bit more of a factor in this game.
So now as the Titans backpedal, they'll get it back towards their goalkeeper and Quist to settle things down and reset. 13:33 here to go now in counting the second half as Quist is going to heave one towards midfield, and a nice catch there off the pass. It's Letra now with it. Letra now goes to the far side. A couple players collide, that being Letra now and Maddie Meredith. They're going to call it against Meredith, so the Titans will reset off that. And a pass inside, and a goal! once again, just sneaking behind the defense there of the Scarlet Hawks. And that one is Danny Engelbright, who will get credit for the goal. And it's 9-4 Titans with 13:09 to go here in this second half.
Well, we've talked about throughout the game, Ryan, to this point, that the Titans, that's the play. It's been the bread and butter so far to this point. They love setting up behind the cage, getting the, you know, sustained offensive pressure, trying to get the Scarlet Hawks players to move around and then hit the open woman as she hits the zone. So, much needed timeout for the Scarlet Hawks. Try and get some, curve this back, you know, the scoring down.
Yeah, timeout on the field, charge to Kirk Lamity and the Scarlet Hawks. 9-4 the score here in this second half. Ryan Fay, Paul Campbell's with you on the Scarlet Hawks Broadcast Network. And we saw those two flurry goals within 12 seconds of each other. And then just like that, the Titans got the momentum back. And they put up a goal of their own to make it 8-4.
Yeah, exactly right, to your point. I mean, it's been a seesaw, a battle to this point. And, you know, like I said, to...
My apologies, 9-4.
Oh, it's not probably, but it's been a back and forth battle to this point. You know, the Illinois Wesleyan, they're very good, and if you're a Scarlet Hawks, it's like, you know, you see what they're doing. Like, you got to try and make an adjustment, and you know, right now that play's been open for them all game, and you know, if they want to climb back into this with short time left, they better find a way to, at least slow it down, that's for sure.
It appears that the rain has started to let up a little bit. It is still a big gust coming out of the southwest, but it appears it is not as heavy of a rain downpour as we've had earlier here tonight.
So, yeah, hopefully we can, you know, finish the rest of this game, Ryan, right? No more delays. I'm sure all the players and
isn't it past your bedtime,
right,
Paul?
I'm nodding out right next to you, Ryan.
Yeah, again, the original face-off time to start was supposed to be 7 p.m., but we've had a weather delay that delayed it back towards 7:25, and then we got to about playing 23 minutes of the first half, and then we had to go back inside again because of more lightning in the area, and then came back and played the final 7 minutes of the first half, and just like that, we got right into the second half without a halftime. So that's where we stand now. 9-4 Titans with 13 minutes to go now here in this second half.
Yeah, if you're the Scarlet Hawks, you know, be very aggressive right here. You've had success carrying the ball deep into the zone. And so right now, it's just, you know, try and build momentum. Just try and get a go on the board, see what happens.
As Taylor Thompson now has it to the far side. And now back towards the far corner, the Scarlet Hawks work it. And now it's Maddie Meredith with it, as now the Scarlet Hawks go behind the cage. They now look to work this counterclockwise over to Fitzpatrick to the near side. And now back towards the top and to Luca. Luca looked like she was going to look for somebody behind her. There was nobody to go, so she goes to her right and gives it off to Meredith. Pass over to the far side now for Sarah Colby. Looks to go inside with it, but instead found a Titan, and it dribbles back towards DeLuca at the top.
Seeing the Titans be, you know, very more passive as the later stages of the game, not attacking the...
And DeLuca fires one in, and a dribbler scores! Alyssa DeLuca cuts the deficit down to 4 with 12:02 to go here in the second half.
Yeah, right there, right, just what you're talking about. Going into a prevent defense, so to say. And not challenging the Scarlet Hawk attackers, letting them move around and get open lanes. And the third time's a charm, right? This is the third time they tried that bounce pass, it was finally able to get one through.
So now as the Hawks are trailing by 4 with 12:02 to go here in this second half, we'll have the faceoff back at midfield. See what the Scarlet Hawks can do here down by 4 with 12 minutes to go.
I mean, you've scored two quick goals already in 12 seconds in this half, Ryan, so I'd like to, you know, there's no reason they can't do it again.
Well, let's see. Maddie Meredith off of the faceoff win there brings us up to the near side. And now back towards the top at DeLuca, who just got the goal just a moment ago to put the Scarlet Hawks back within 4. Pass going towards DeLuca again. It was deflected, and she picks up the ground ball, goes back towards right, and she thought about firing another one. And from about the 8-foot line is where she shot it last time, as that one kind of just squeaked by Quist. Pass inside, and a shot there, and a save by Quist, and the Titans get it back. So like you said, Paul, stay aggressive with it, and that one just stopped there by Quist and the Titans defense.
Yeah, they really need to hustle back right here if you're Scarlet Hawks defenders.
And coming up to the right side with this one was Lauren Pavich. Now they have this worked back behind the net, and the ball went behind the red line out of play. And it'll stay with the Titans.
It's been their bread and butter so far at this point in this game, Ryan, but if the Scarlet Hawks want to stay in it, they got to slow, at least disrupt this play right now.
Titans now work it to the right of Reynolds, and that pass was too far out of the reach, but it is eventually picked up towards the back point there by Maggie Krause. Now back around the net, it's Clark Rich, who had the goal before we went under the second weather delay. And now inside with it spinning around, trying to get a shot off there was Bidlack. And again, they have to work it behind the cages. They had nothing to go with. Titans keep control. Pass inside. But it was going to be taken away off the deflection. And trying to run away with that one there was Aris. But again, the Titans settle it down. And they have this possession now for over a minute and a half.
I was going to say, if you're the Scarlet Hawks, this is way too much time in your own defensive zone. You cannot let the Titans stay there that long. You've already given up 9 goals to them. So, I mean, they really, short time left. You got to put some pressure on them to try to force a turnover.
And again, you're not really seeing much urgency from the Titans, so to speak. That ball for, I think, a good 15 seconds there was Krause, as they have it at the far side, and they look to almost work it behind the end. Eventually they do. And they now will rotate around to the near side and go clockwise with it. Yeah, and you're just seeing the Titans just try to set up a play and maybe milk a little clock too as the pass inside. And we get a whistle and a foul, I believe, on the Scarlet Hawks. Is they're going to call that, I believe, on Aris, who came in with the stick.
Too much time in your own defensive zone if you're the Scarlet Hawks.
Pass inside and the shot there went too far to the right of the goalkeeper in Reynolds.
I was going to say, I'd like to see what they were, go back to what they were doing earlier in the game and start pressuring the attackers for the Titans really hard, trying to force them to make have a turnover.
Pass inside and rotating around, and a save there by Reynolds as she blockers that one away. Titans do have it back, though. And that's the thing, too, is a lot of ground balls we're seeing here. It's really been those kind of battles that's been won by the Titans, and that's what's been allowing them to keep possession and drain more time off the clock. You're hearing Coach Lamity calling for more aggressive defensively just to try to make some chances happen, and the pass inside and a goal. As Reynolds got caught out of position there, she was trying to come out of the crease, and it's Maggie Krause on the goal. And it's now a 10-5 Titans lead with 8:11 to go here in the second half.
I mean, it's kind of be expected, Ryan, when you have the ball in your own defensive zone for that long, and the Titans, as good as they are, we'll keep saying it throughout the broadcast. They're 8-1 for a reason, and I mean, you give a team like that much like that much time to move the ball around, get a play set up, that's the result you're going to get.
Not down on the field, but from our vantage point, it appears that the rain has stopped for right now. So that is a good sign, as the rain is significantly let up from what we've seen here earlier tonight, although the wind has been a little bit of a factor.
Yeah, we haven't really seen other than just the massive gaps in playing time, Ryan, we haven't really seen the water on the field really play into the game so far. Really no slippages or errant passes or the ball going this way a little bit, but I mean nothing to where it's really tilted the field in one side or the other.
So off the faceoff there. No one. And the Scarlet Hawks will come up with it, and they try to bring it into the zone. They have just under 8 minutes to go here in this second half. 10-5 Titans. As off that foul off the Titans, it goes to Fitzpatrick to the near side. Fitzpatrick now goes back towards the top and gives it off to DeLuca, who gives it over to Meredith. Maddie Meredith now switches to her left, looks to drive in towards the center, switches back towards her right hand, and trying to find a lane to go with, but couldn't. Pass high, but DeLuca gets it. DeLuca now goes to her right, fires a shot in, and a dribbler picked up by Quist as it hits off the stick. And a risky pass there behind the net, but she is able to corral that one as DeLuca was lurking right there. And Quist now gets it back up towards midfield.
Starting to see some, I would say, less disciplined plays if you're Scar Hawks, without taking the time to set up plays like they did in the first half. I think they're starting to see the short time left in the game. I mean, at this point, I think you just want to finish strong and try to score a few goals, make this
and
a close game.
And it looks
game.
Like a yellow card has been issued to Fitzpatrick. I believe they got her on an illegal cross-check, so she's going to be off for 2 minutes now. So the man advantage up for the Titans. So Fitzpatrick goes to the box, and we'll see what the Titans can do here on the man advantage. Up to the near side with this one is Abby Cusina. And a stop there by Reynolds, and she'll let traffic clear out. As she's coming way out for this one to play it, and she'll get this one to the near side, and almost an interception, and it's going to be. Reynolds has got to get back in net, and she does, and a nice defensive play, and now to the near side with it right in front of the Titans bench is the ground ball. No one seems to have a handle for it, but we do have a foul, and I believe that is going to be against the Scarlet Hawks.
Yeah, early in the game, it was the Titans that were committing a lot of fouls and giving the advantage to the Scarlet Hawks, but now it's seemingly switched over the course of the game, probably because, obviously, the Titans have a commanding lead over the Scarlet Hawks.
And now trying to twirl around with that one there was Sarah Colby, but lost it in midfield, and here come the Titans back with it. 5:59 to go now here in the second half. It's a 10-5 Titans lead. And the trying to go to her left there on that one before the foul was called was Abby Cusina. And the penalty lane, I believe, will be given. So Cusina now has it to the near side, right at the top of the near side of the arc. And she, instead of going in towards the net, backs out. I heard that maybe it might be a smart play on the side of the Titans. Just to, again, keep the possession on the man advantage. And a quick shot in, and they score. A quick shuffle pass on the inside to Sophia Sadowski. And it's now 11-5 Titans with 5:32 to go here in the second half.
Tough break for the Scarlet Hawks. You know, kind of what we've seen the last 5 minutes or so, Ryan. You've seen the Titans.
Let me correct myself right there. They did not count the goal. It is no goal.
Wow, there you go.
A foul occurred before the goal had occurred, so get rid of what I just said.
I was going to say, retract my previous
statement. Yeah, get rid of that, and they actually called a foul on the Titans. So no goal.
Big break for
the Scarlet Hawks. It will stay as a 10-5 lead for the Titans, but coming up quick with this one is number 16 in Renicki. Renicki now to her left with it, looking for some help, and she backs out towards the near side. So again, keep the score at 10-5. The foul occurred on the Titans before the goal had occurred. Pass inside towards the middle and trying to get one in it just over the top of the post there. Off the stick there of Mascherowski. Kind of rushed her shot on that one as that one just went over the crossbar.
You can see what the Scarlet Hawks are trying to do, trying to get the player with the ball behind the net. But you got to get your other players moving around so they can be open for the pass.
And we get a push from behind on the Scarlet Hawks, so it'll be Titans possession with 4:36 and counting to go here in this second half.
It looks like the Scarlet Hawks, they actually, you know, had a little bit more speed out there when they've had the open field ride. I'd like to see them, when they get the ball back, be more aggressive. I mean, whoever's got the ball, the attacker, really drive it down the field.
And that one off of the ground ball. Last touch by the Scarlet Hawks, so it will remain possession to the Titans as we approach the four-minute mark here of this second half. 10-5, Illinois Wesleyan. As they now have to work it to the far side and look to go behind the net with it, and they do. They look to go to the near side. No slot pass on that one. Is now working it back towards the top there is Abby Cassina. Cassina now inside, scrambles around, and had the ball for a second, but lost it. She was trying to fire a shot off. But once again, the ground balls, again, we talked about this ball throughout the second half. The loose balls and the loose change picked up by the Titans, and another goal on the wraparound attempt there. And that one will count, and it is 11-5 Titans.
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of a story of the game so far. Not very much in the sense of, like, you know, turnovers and error passes, but just a lot of tight, pressure by both teams, which are you're seeing a lot of fights for ground balls. And that's, you know, the Titans have benefited from that. They've come up with more of them to this point in the game, and it reflects in the goal scored to this point.
So Christina gets credit for the goal, as we have 3:30 to go here in this second half.
If the score remains the same, it would be the Scarlet Hawks' first loss at home this season. I mean, not bad start to the season. Illinois is Wesleyan is a tough team, and like we said before, the rain delays I think really kind of stampered the Scarlet Hawks. In this game.
And we get a whistle, and off of that face-off draw, Maddie Meredith was slow to get up. There's a tweak to left leg, as it appears, but it's going to stay in the game. It is okay. So that's the best thing you want to see.
Oh, yeah. Best player for the Skyhawks. You definitely don't want to see her go down.
She's been one of the best offensively today, so to speak, as this one coming up the right side with this one, and thinking about firing a shot there was Fitzpatrick. As now it'll be Colby around to the far side, switching hands inside and off the top of the cross, or close to the crossbar. Quist had it for a second and lost it, but was able to corral it. And she throws this one back up towards midfield, and the Titans settle it down once again. And now up the near side within, the Titans might have numbers. They center this one back. And switching hands to her right and having to get this one off to the near side on that one was Clark Rich.
Something I'd like to see the Scarlet Hawks do maybe in their next offensive possession, when they're bringing the ball up and very aggressively on the far field, instead of going behind the net, try a sub play, I'd like to see them just fire a shot on net, see what happens. Maybe it goes in. Hopefully, maybe you get the recovery of the ground ball. So, like to see that for the Scarlet Hawks with, only a few minutes left in the game.
Yeah, our next broadcast of women's lacrosse will be this Saturday right here at Stewart Field at 1 p.m. And you can catch that right here on the Scarlet Hawks Broadcast Network. Under two to go. And what has been a very interesting evening, so to speak.
Absolutely.
With the two rain delays, or I should say weather delays. I shouldn't say it was really rain. More lightning issued. The Titans, who come in with a spin around there on that play just a moment ago, as we have 90 seconds remaining.
Yeah, you could see why Illinois came in here as one of the top teams in the conference to this point. They've made little to no mistakes, and Scarlet Hawks unfortunately just haven't been able to push through.
And the Titans now, as we have a whistle, as we have clock stopping at 1:04, as the refs ask for the whistle to blow, as a foul against the Scarlet Hawks, as the on the far side of the net, the penalty lane given for the Titans. They look to cross, pass that one in, and a beautiful setup there. On the assist on that one, it's Claudia Rinchman, and it's Grane Kelly with the goal, and it's 12-5 Titans with 53 seconds remaining. But what a nice
ouch.
Cross, what a kind of just a centering pass. Right in front there was Kelly, and she just buries it right behind Reynolds in the back of the net.
Yeah, tough play for the Skyhawks. You could tell at this point in the game, Ryan, you know, Skyhawk players, they look, I don't know, a little flat. It just looked like they haven't been able to get going since the second Ray delay. And you just see the Titans who just come out swinging, and they've, you know, looks like they're going to come away with their ninth victory of the season to this point. Scarlet Hawks, you know, will be 5-3 on the year. But, you know, like I said, we were talking before, would have been nice to see a complete game without any interruptions because it looked like it was going to be a very close one.
Now, it is a non-conference matchup, so this will not affect Illinois Tech in the conference standings of the MWLC, the Midwest Women's Lacrosse Conference. So they'll stay at 2-1, but we'll drop to 5-3 overall on the record. They're one of five teams with an above-average record, or at least at 500 going into tonight's game. And last time these two teams met, back on March 17th, the Titans defeated the Scarlet Hawks 15-5. But obviously this is a different team that we are seeing here from the Scarlet Hawks, and where there's been moments, and we kind of saw it in that first half where this was going to be a close discipline defensive game.
Yeah.
And then when we had the second weather delay happen, it's just been all Titans.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to your point, Ryan, they came out of that second intermission with and scored a goal right away and just haven't looked back.
And off of that penalty lane foul there, trying to go in for the shot on that one was Grane Kelly. So we have 12 and a half seconds. Clock stops as the ball went out of play. And it looks like another foul was on the play, so she'll go right back at it for some redemption. Kelly now charging right in to her right hand, and she scores. Beats it to the near side of Reynolds, and it's 13-5 with just over 3 seconds remaining here in regulation.
Tough. You know, very sloppy play. They're closing minutes for the Scarlet Hawks. You could tell maybe they just mailed it in when it got to the two-minute mark. It was a tough, tough game to come back from. They were in it, as we were talking about at the beginning of the broadcast, but just haven't been able to find their footing in the second half to this point. So tough, tough break for the Scarlet Hawks.
It'll be Wartburg coming to town Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. as they'll take on the Scarlet Hawks right here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network. 13-5 the score. We'll have one final faceoff before we conclude tonight's broadcast. As the Scarlet Hawks will fall to 5-3 on the young season. And we got a couple players on the field now that were down after a collision. And seemed like one of the Scarlet Hawks was slow to get up. I believe that was Meredith who had a collision there just a moment ago. And maybe just gathering her breath on that one. That was Masharowski who was down for just a moment. And Kirk Lamy will turn right back around and see his player is okay and he'll jog right off.
Yeah, it doesn't look very happy coming off the field. I think I can know why. I mean, it was a tough match for Hawks to this point, and I think he just wants to get in and finish it off.
And the prayer shot there is no good. And the Illinois Wesleyan Titans improve to 9-1 on the season as they defeat the Illinois Tech Scarlet Hawks by the score of 13-5. Paul, your final thoughts before we sign off.
Well, we said it before throughout the broadcast, right? It's unfortunate, you know, that this game wasn't played in its entirety. Very close defensive battle.
In a row, you mean?
Yes, in a row.
We did get the 60 minutes in.
It's very close defensive battle. Didn't really see much, you know, that either team was doing to really stifle the other. But it just, you know, coming out of that second intermission, Scarlet Hawks, you know, they gave up a quick goal and just were not able to get their footing until later in the game.
All right, so that is going to do it for a broadcast here tonight on the Scarlet Hawks Broadcast Network. Again, final score, Titans 13 and the Scarlet Hawks 5. Again, a quick reminder, our next broadcast of women's lacrosse will be this Saturday at 1 p.m. right back here at Stewart Field when Wartburg comes to town in a conference showdown. So for Paul Campos, I'm Ryan Fay, signing off on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network.
See you Saturday.